Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. After a frantic search Thursday morning, an 85-year-old Lake Waccamaw woman was found safe in Sampson County. It was reported that Betty Stanley, aged 85, was last seen in Leland on Tuesday night. Lake Waccamaw Police Chief Corey Finch said that Mrs. Stanley ran out of gas and was found tired but safe in the Roseboro area. State and local authorities confirmed on Tuesday that the skeletal remains found in Laurinburg were those of Brandon McDonald, the Clarkton man who disappeared in 2021. Three people have been charged in his murder in Scotland County. McDonald's mother, Dina Cox, said a memorial service will be held at a later date. Marshall Gaskins, age 70, of Chadburn, has been charged with neglect and elder abuse of a 94-year-old woman. Gaskins allegedly failed to provide medical care for the victim, resulting in physical injuries. The mother of an adolescent girl and the mother's boyfriend have been charged with sexually abusing the girl for 3 years. Mary Angie Barnhill, age 39, and Parker Spaulding, age 29, were arrested on Monday. Barnhill is charged with felony sexual child abuse, and Spaulding faces multiple counts of statutory rape, indecent liberties, and other charges. He is currently awaiting trial for a 2020 assault of a 14-month-old baby. District Attorney John David has announced that he will not seek re-election. David has served as prosecutor for Columbus, Bladen, and Brunswick counties since 2011. David said he intends to serve out the remainder of his term and has endorsed First Assistant District Attorney Jenna Early in her bid for the office. In their latest session, Whiteville City Council on Tuesday offered to work with the owners of a vacant lot on Calder Street but refused to purchase the property. Whiteville City Mayor Terry Mann encouraged the family to donate the property to the city. The board also heard an update from Emergency Service Director Hal Lauder on efforts by the County Beaver Board to improve the run of Soul Swamp. So far, 13 beavers have been trapped, and dams will soon be cleared using heavy equipment. Plans include widening the channel to 12 feet to improve the flow. Dwight Burleson, the original Whiteville Santa, was honored on Tuesday by the Whiteville City Council. Santa retired this year due to health reasons. Burleson received a standing ovation from the packed council chambers. The Thanksgiving Clicketer Ticket campaign is going on now through Sunday across North Carolina. State troopers and local law enforcement will be looking for aggressive or impaired drivers, as well as proper seatbelt and child seat usage. Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers is urging holiday shoppers to use caution when buying online. Only use reputable websites for online shopping. If you're fighting the crowds in big box stores, stay aware of your surroundings and make sure all gifts and packages are locked or at least covered if you must leave them in your vehicle. Today is Black Friday, and it's a big day for competitive shopping, but Small Business Saturday is tomorrow, and you can find some great deals locally. Downtown businesses in Whiteville, Chadburn, and Tabor City have special events planned all day. In Whiteville, you can pick up your shopping passport at the Chamber of Commerce office on Madison Street, and you can earn while you shop. Tabor City's Christmas celebrations kick off on December 4th with the parade at 6:30 p.m., followed by the Christmas tree lighting at the gazebo. There will be caroling, the Stallions Marching Band, Reclaim Ministries, Alyssa Strickland, and more. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be welcoming visitors. Chili and cocoa will be for sale, and there could be snow flurries. Cookie boxes for the cookie crawl will be available on Tuesday at the Tabor City Library and Chamber office. The crawl is from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. next Friday with free hot dogs, music, and more snow at the gazebo. Be sure to check out the ice skating rink and the new caboose as well. For more information, call 910-377-3012. County trash pickup has been moved this week due to the holiday. All Thursday customers are being serviced today, and Friday customers will be serviced tomorrow. The recycling center and transfer station will be closed today as well. Starting tonight, the Veterans Memorial Park will host its annual turkey shoot. It's happening every Friday and Saturday night at the park. Shooting starts at 6:30 p.m. nightly. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Child Fund presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour. Featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewood's Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.